Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the ark of salvation. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. It is an honor to have you with us. We are talking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the ark of salvation. In order to talk a little bit about this, we invited Sheikh Rouhani to come and speak with us about the discussion. We invite him and start the talk show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sheikh Rouhani, welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk
show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى الطاهرين.
JazakAllah, thank you so much, Sheikh Rouhani, for coming, taking time out, and joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show. You know, we are in the holy month of Sha'ban. Of course, the birth anniversaries of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Hazrat Abul Fadl al Abbas alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam have passed. But we still wanted to talk a little bit more about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Of course, in the last episode, we talked about how he is the Misbah al-Huda, this light of guidance. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about the other aspect of this tradition that you had brought up from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he also refers to Imam Hussein alayhi salam as Safinatun Nijat, this ark of salvation. And with that, we hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Inna al-Husayna Misbahul Huda wa Safinatun Nijat. Imam Hussein is the light of guidance and the ark of salvation. And also in another narration, which is narrated from the Holy Prophet by both Sunni and Shia narrators, says that مَثَلُ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي كَمَثَلِ سَفِينَةِ نُوحِ مَنْ رَكِبَهَا نَجَى وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا غَرِقْ. مَثَلُ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي, the parable of my Ahlul Bayt and household is like the ark of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. The one who ride on this, let's say, ark, he will be saved. The one who leave this ark, he will be gharik, will be lost, drowned. Now the question is that Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam is of course among the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
And that hadith said, مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, but here says Hussein, Safinatun Najah, directly mention Abu Abdullah by name that he is the Safinatun Najah. So you see, Najat, salvation is not without true Iman. The one who wants to be saved from the hellfire, he must be truly mu'min. The one who wants to be truly mu'min, he must find true Iman. Now the question is that where is true Iman? You know, there are lots of versions of Iman. Particularly after the demise of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because the companions of the Holy Prophet, they got of different views, different beliefs. They were fighting battles among the companions. Now it becomes really difficult after the Prophet ﷺ that to whom should we refer?
Who should we turn to?
Who should we turn to?
Who are these guides?
Because the companions themselves were of different views. There were disagreement among the companions. From the very day that the Prophet died. Even at the presence of the Prophet ﷺ, also the Prophet, the companions were of different views and different occasions. Just look at these hadiths of Dawat and Qalam, that the at the end of the life of the Prophet asked for some pieces of paper and pen to write something down for the companions, but the companions disagreed in front of the Holy Prophet. And Prophet told them that leave me. You know, you shouldn't struggle, you shouldn't talk like this in front of me in the presence of
Argue.
It seems that even in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ, there were disagreement among the companions, let alone after the demise of the Holy Prophet, that many battles happened. Abu Bakr fought against many people. Many people disagreed with Abu Bakr and different things. And there were all different problems with Uthman and second caliph and the fourth caliph, Amir al-Mu'minin, Muawiyah, Yazid. So after the Prophet, there are disagreement.
A number of disagreements.
Within the companions.
I mean, even
great
if,
companions: Uthman, Aisha, Talha, Zubair, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Muawiyah, Khawarij. So all companions.
And these are all disagreements that are happening.
Exactly. So now the question is that okay, if I want to get the true Iman, the true faith, to get salvation, whom should I refer?
Yeah.
Should I refer to Yazid ibn Muawiyah and Shibr ibn al-Jawshan?
Or
to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu
wasalam? Ajaj ibn Yusuf.
Of course. Should I refer to Khawarij or Ali ibn Abi Talib? Should I refer to whom I should refer after the demise of the Holy Prophet?
Yeah.
Should I refer to Lady Zahra, to Ibn Abbas, to Hassan and Hussein, to Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Ahl al-Bayt, or the others? Here the question of salvation becomes really, really significant, really crucial, really
because
essential.
Each one takes you down a different path.
Yes, of course. Then whatever way you follow, then you will get the result.
Yeah.
You know? That is why when we refer to the Holy Quran and the seerah of the Prophet and the sayings of the Prophet, the ahadith of the Prophet, we become 100% certain and sure that the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, on which both Sunni and Shia agreed, that there is no problem with Ahl al-Bayt.
Of course,
they respect Ahl al-Bayt.
And in many times
and they follow Ahl al-Bayt, al-Sunnah, Sunni brothers, and Shias as well. On Ahl al-Bayt, we have a kind of tawafuq, consensus among all the companions of the Prophet. We find no one who disagree with Ahl al-Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam.
Right.
Okay? So among this Ahl al-Bayt is Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam.
And you about have the tradition.
About whom Sunni and Shia narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that إِنَّ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ Abu Abdullah al-Husayn is the master of the youth in paradise. So he's absolutely a man of paradise. He will be absolutely in paradise, Abu Abdullah. Not only he is in paradise, he is the master of youth in paradise. It means master of all the residents of the
because
paradise.
Because
everybody is young there. Then, so if that is the case, after the demise of the Holy Prophet, if there are disagreement among the companions of the Holy Prophet and different issues, the best way is to refer to Ahl al-Bayt. Because there is consensus among Sunni and Shias about Ahl al-Bayt. There's no any problem with them. Neither from the Sunni side nor from the Shia side. Neither from the Holy Quran nor from the traditions of the Prophet. Particularly the amali, the practical seerah and conduct of the Holy Prophet shows us lots of things with the infallibility of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So that's why when we refer to Ahl al-Bayt, when we refer to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam, we are sure that we can get the true iman. The true faith, the true teachings and doctrines of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi.
That will let us get on board this ark of salvation.
Exactly. It will give us salvation in the hereafter life. If you truly follow the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam, then of course you will be guided automatically toward the right path. And then of course you will be sent to the paradise. Because of the true guidance that you receive via Ahl al-Bayt from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
You know, Sheikh Rouhani, I wanted to add here, because this fact that the importance of having that true, correct iman in order to be able to get on this ark of salvation, right? That same example that, so there were so many people that Prophet knew. Noah, alayhi salam, he preached to, you know, they say that apparently his time of just preaching was 950 years, right? And despite all of this preaching, those people that did not have that true iman, it was probably maybe in the hundreds or the thousands, they were not able to board that ship and that ark of salvation because they didn't have that true iman. And on the other hand, you even have the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who went on the mountain and, you know, eventually he became drowned. Why? Because he did not have that true iman that you're talking about. So you have to have that true iman if you're going to get on the ship. If you don't have iman, then you don't believe in the ship and you won't get on the ship. And this is the historical proof and evidence that we have. So the importance of having that iman.
And the other point that we can take, or the other great lesson that we can learn from this hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this, that this world is like that stormy kind of ocean, you know, because this ship, when do we need this ship? Mm. When there is a storm, yeah? Whenever there is...
when you can't swim, you're not strong enough, you need something to protect you to get through.
Yeah, there are waves, and there is an ocean, and it is stormy, and there is always a possibility and probability to be drowned, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why this life is not easy. Finding true iman is not easy.
Yeah.
Finding true faith is not easy, particularly to this time of fitna. After the Holy Prophet, all those fitan or fitnas that were there, it was really difficult for the people to find out the true iman. Once I was reading a beautiful hadith from Jabir ibn Yazid al-Ju'fi, one of the companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. It was really shocking. He said that I have heard like 50,000 hadith from Imam al-Baqir that I cannot find anyone
to relate to
convey those messages to them. There's no any qualified, well-qualified mu'min,
worthy
mu'min to get these lessons of Imam al-Baqir. Look what happened after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That even the true teachings and the true doctrines of Islam by the Ahlul Bayt cannot be conveyed to the people. People went that much astray that it was like for this man, this great Sahabi of Imam al-Baqir, it was difficult to find someone to deliver this message of Islam to them.
Yeah.
Look, at the time of Imam al-Baqir, that is the situation. So now when it comes to Abu Abdullah, that Imam Hussein is Safinatun Najah, what does it mean? It means that Najat or salvation after the demise of the Holy Prophet became really difficult for the people. Look, and if you go back to the history at the time of Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam,
yes,
in the battle of, for example, let's say Jamal and let's say Nahrawan as well as Safin. Some of the people were with Amir al-Mu'mineen, some of the people were opposed to Amir al-Mu'mineen, some of the people were with Khawarij, some of the people were silent. They couldn't decide whether to go with Amir al-Mu'mineen, whether to go with the opposition of the Amir al-Mu'mineen,
or with Khawarij.
They were completely in doubtful status. They couldn't decide because it was fitna. You know, that is why the Holy Prophet says that at that time of fitna, you have to refer to Hussein. Hassan and Hussein are Imam, Qa'ida or Qa'ima.
Either they are standing, either
they are
or,
standing or let's say sitting. They are Imam, they are the guide. We then, after the demise of the Prophet ﷺ, we understand that why did the Holy Prophet ﷺ overemphasize on Ahlul Bayt, on Imam al Hussein, on Imam Hassan, on Amir al Mu'mineen, on Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha? Because he knew that what will happen in the ummah, for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same is the case with our generations nowadays.
Yeah,
you know, we receive lots of messages, lots of, let's say, guidance. We can say different kind of, not guidance, like deviations from different kind of sources.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to find out the salvation, the way of salvation.
Yeah.
Where is this ark of salvation? The Prophet says that wherever Hussein is, there is the ark of salvation. Be sure. Inna al-Hussein misbah al-Huda. Wherever Hussein is there, there is light of guidance. Do not have any doubt. Wherever Hussein is there, there is ark of salvation. If you are with Hussein, you will be saved. If you are with Hussein, you will be guided.
You'll be guided. You know, Sheikh Rouhani, I just want to add a small variable in there. And that is this idea that the correct manifestation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, right? Because we have seen throughout the ages that the persona of Imam Hussein alayhi salam has tried to be, you know, changed or altered, or, you know, in Farsi they say tahrif. They have tried to change Imam Hussein into something very different. So the importance of that true manifestation of Imam Hussein, wherever that true manifestation is, yes, that is where salvation is, and that is where prosperity is.
Yeah, of course, Imam Hussein is, as you rightly mentioned, the manifestation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. Because this light, many caliphs, many salatin, many tyrant, let's say oppressor, let's say kings, tried their best to destroy the holy shrine of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, to remove, to, let's say, to delete, we can say, any signs of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn from the history. But the very strange point is this, that, for example, when the event of Ashura happened, so everyone was thinking that, okay, the story of Ahl al-Bayt finished. Nothing left. And because Imam Sajjad was imprisoned by the caliphs in Medina, he was completely under the control. But then we see that Imam al-Baqir, when he comes, you know, he becomes the teacher of thousands of people. And he spread the teachings of Hussein and Lady Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen. He established the school of Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam by his own efforts. And then his son, Imam al-Sadiq, shine like a sun in that darkness, you know?
Yes.
Then again, they imprisoned Imam al-Kadhi for, according to some of the riwayat, 19 years he was in the prison. So try to again turn off this light, but then Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam traveled from Medina to Marw and guide thousands and thousands of people.
Thousands of people.
Lady Masuma salamullah alayha came to Qum, guide thousands and thousands of people. And then again they get Imam al-Jawad and Imam al-Hadi and Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, they again imprison these imams in the military camp in Samarra to control each and everything. But the very interesting point is this, that at the time of these three imams, if you go back to the history of Tashayyu, at the time of Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi, Imam Hasan al-Askari, Tashayyu spread it a lot. From Yemen to Iraq to Shamad to Egypt to Khorasan to Iran to Persia to all of Central Asia to all of these areas. At the time of these three imams, Tashayyu spread it. While the imams themselves were under the severe control of the Khulafa in Samarra, in the military base. You know? But at this time, Tashayyu spread it. And then after the Shahada of Imam Hasan al-Askari, and the starting point of the major occultation, we have the great scholars like Khulaini, Shaykh al-Saduq Ridwanullah, Shaykh al-Tusi, Shaykh al-Ta'if, Shaykh al-Mufid, the other great scholars, they collect generations' teachings of Ahl al-Bayt, and they establish this school for thousands of years. Look, there is always Iradatullah Ta'ala, which is Fawqul Irada, which is superior, above, which is superior, above all the Iradat, all the wills of the people. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give us this light of guidance, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save this ark of, let's say, salvation in the history, He will save it.
Of course. And nobody can do anything about it.
And Hussein will come to us. And nowadays we will go to Hussein Abu Abdullah Hussein.
And that's what we're seeing, right? In the last episode you talked about Arba'een and how
Of course,
millions now all across the world not only come to
Arba'een. They try to get that ark of salvation. They try to find that light of guidance.
You know, if
this is Iradatullah Ta'ala. Otherwise, believe me, otherwise, believe me that the Khulafa and the kings and the Salatin, all of them,
they tried their hardest
to destroy. They spend millions of dirham, millions of, let's say, dinars and dirhams to shed, let's say, or to what we can say, to remove, to delete, shift, delete all the teachings of Al-Bayt from the history. They compile lots of books. They burn lots of libraries. You know? But still, we see that Hussein is alive.
And more alive.
More alive than any other one, you know?
Yeah.
This is Iradatullah Ta'ala. Otherwise, Tashayyu in the history were poor, were weak. They did not have any government, any khalifa,
any real power, military power.
Apparently, it seems that Tashayyu should not remain in the history. By those imams that were, all of them were poisoned,
martyred,
except for the last imam, and all of them were imprisoned, all of them were poisoned, all of them were killed, murdered. So it seems that nothing should left from Tashayyu in the history. But you see that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save Imam Hussein. Why? To save the creatures, to save the mankind. That's why Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam remained in the history. Like a full sun, not light, a full sun, who is shining now. There is no sun more shining than Abu Abdullah al-Husayn al-Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who can gather millions of people, as I gave you this example, millions of people in one single day in the city of Karbala without any facility, without any, if you compare city of Karbala with this modern, let's say, metropolitan cities in the world.
It's nothing. It's nothing like a little small baby town.
Of course. But millions of people gather. Sometimes more than 20 million people.
From minimum across of the globe, 20 million, yes.
From across the globe, from different cultures, different nations, different languages, you know. The only thing that attract them towards Abdullah is their hearts, hearts which are full of love. And this love is divine love. You know, this love is divine love. This love is the love of guidance.
I wanted to add this a little bit earlier, 2 points, and they're kind of connected to one another. One is this idea that these people who have boarded this ark of salvation, you know, of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that they must have some kind of, you know, aspect of pure iman inside of them, right? Which that itself to me is really amazing that, you know, because not everybody has the tawfiq or has this attraction, this magnetism, this ekashish in Farsi,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Towards Imam Hussein. There is something within these individuals, and sometimes they're not even Muslims. They're non-Muslims who have some purity within them which attracts them. That was one point I wanted to bring up. The other one that I'd like to get, you know, your comment on is when an individual boards this Safinatun Najat, this Ark of Salvation, then the kind of transformation that they go through. And because it's also in Shaban, we have the Wilada of Ali Akbar, alayhi salam. So I would like to get your comment on Ali Akbar being one of those individuals who boarded the Ark of Salvation of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and especially keeping in mind that, you know, Imam Hussein tells him about the dream and his response to that and how that transformation takes place.
Yeah, about Ali Akbar, one point that is really amazing, which is mentioned in the history, that once Muawiyah said about Ali Akbar.
Interesting, yeah.
Yes,
I didn't read this.
Said that this Ali Akbar deserved to be Khalifa after Hussein. He was such a character, you know, he was very great. He had a very great personality, this Ali Akbar. And such a great personality he had. We see this kind of personality on the day of Ashura, the manifestation of this personality, that he was ready to sacrifice himself before any other Hashimis, you know? And he was full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of his father, Abu Abdullah and Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And Abu Abdullah loved him extremely, because when he got martyred, it said that Abu Abdullah could not carry his body. It
back
was intolerable
for
Abu Abdullah. Such a great personality he was, inshallah. May God bless us with an opportunity to talk once about this
inshallah.
Great man, Abu Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, of course, as you rightly mentioned, and these are the true companions, these are the true students of the school of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And these are, their life are like exemplary life for all the followers of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, that should be studied, should be taken into consideration while studying about school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, because of their sacrifice. These true teachings of the Holy Prophet, true teachings of Islam, true teachings of Ahlul Bayt remained in the history of Islam. It was because of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam that later the people resisted against Amawids, against Abbasids. And it was because of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam that this Ahl Bayti teaching remained in Iraq, in Yemen, in Asia, in Iran, in Shamat, in Egypt, you know?
Yes.
This was all because of the, we can say, divine blood of this Shuhada of Karbala that Islam saved. And this ark of salvation remained in the history in a way that now people can get, let's say, closer to this ark of salvation and light of guidance because of this great sacrifice that Abu Abdullah made in the history.
And it makes an individual very brave, very courageous, right? Anybody who boards this ark of salvation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they don't fear anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting, so Ali Akbar, he responds to his father, he says that whether we fall upon death or death falls upon us, we are
no
on
difference.
The right path, so it makes no difference, you see?
Of course.
So this idea that you become brave, courageous, honorable, noble, you know, this iman and purity that you're talking about.
Yeah, the man of iman, the man of purity, the man of piety is like this, as we see in the story of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail told that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you, you have to fulfill.
And I will be patient.
We are both servants of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same as the case with Ali Akbar and Abu Abdullah Hussein. Here Abu Abdullah is exactly like Ibrahim. He was ready to sacrifice each and everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ali Akbar, the son of Abu Abdullah, is exactly like Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. And he was ready. These are the men of iman. These are the men of faith and iman who are like this. They are always ready. Because everything is from Allah, you know. They belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing belongs to us. Then why should we worry? Even the life, even the body, everything that is given to us, it is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
He is the owner. He is the real owner.
Yes.
And he knows best what to do with all these things. The only way, the only thing that we should do is that to be ready always to serve Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we could.
As much as we can.
Because we are not certain for anything in this world, yeah? Neither for becoming nor for leaving this world. You're going, yeah. Everything is in the hand of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone should every moment be ready to leave this world. You know, because nowadays you see there are lots of clips for there are very famous people in the prisons of the gathering, and they were talking, they're speaking, sometimes they're interviewing that they die, you know?
Yeah.
In the prisons of the people. Some of them are like minister, prime minister, presidents, you know?
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah, so that's why, be ready.
Yeah, everyone, every moment should be ready. And like Abu Abdullah, like Ali Akbar, as you rightly mentioned, Ali Akbar said that whatever comes to us, it is from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we have to say in this room, you know? The only thing that we have is surrenderance, is submission to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Yeah, this is, inshallah, I hope that our audience, they should have, inshallah, they should be blessed with this chance to know Imam Hussein. To know Imam Hussein.
Inshallah.
And to actually get this, let's say, ship of salvation, ark of
inshallah.
Salvation.
All of
and
us,
to
inshallah.
Find this light of hidayah and guidance. There's no any other light of guidance, be sure. There's no any ark of salvation. We are not saying it's from our own self.
It's from the
Holy
Prophet.
It is saying of the Holy Prophet. Whatever the Prophet says is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wa
ma yantiqu 'anil hawa. When the Prophet says that he is the ark of salvation, he is the ark of salvation. There's no any other ark. Try not to search.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. There's no any light of guidance. Try not to waste your time. Just come and try to know who is Hussein. And try to love him. If you love him, if you get this ark of salvation, then of course you will be saved, inshallah. Otherwise not.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Thank you so much, Sheikh Ruhani, taking time out and talking about these very beautiful points about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And dear viewers, thank you so much for joining us on the talk show. We were talking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the ark of salvation. Our congratulations to you wherever you are on the birth anniversary, which recently passed, of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the one that is probably coming up, Hazrat Ali Akbar, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to you all wherever you are. Inshallah, that's all from us until now. Fi imanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.